35
after.
This is NUT Radio podcast.
It's exactly 25 minutes to 12 right here on MUT Radio on the 24th of August 2023. If it's your birthday, happy birthday, man. Hopefully you are enjoying your day. And as promised, we do have Ublessing Moke, who is an interim director at the registrar's office. Asimamkele, good morning and welcome on the show, Blessing.
Good morning, colleagues, and thank you for welcoming me on the show.
Thank you so much, man. I was noticing your bio here. Some people have worked, guys, since 2003.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you're working at Tshwane University of Technology.
Yes, that's my home.
That's your home, okay. And then you moved to PricewaterhouseCoopers in Gauteng. Okay. And then you went back to Tshwane.
That's why I say it's my home.
Okay. Now I understand. you went back to where Pricewater's foot in 2022.
Yeah.
But now, 2023, we are at Mangosuthu University of Technology. How's your Zulu? Okay. No, thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio, man. We really appreciate having you on the show. But I didn't say much about you. Just tell us about yourself before we continue with this interview. Who is Ublessing Moke? Yeah.
Hey, that's a loaded question because you are asking a loaded person with a loaded personality. But maybe to cut the long story short, I am just a human, a very humbled one, of course, and one who grew in the field of internal audit and learned to understand the procedures, the processes, and together with the laws, but most importantly, an element of respect, which is one of the values of this university. So to try and align my who is Mabotse thing or who is my blessing question, I would like maybe to say in short, I am a very talkative someone.
Okay.
And I prefer giving lectures. That is why we really have to be careful with time. And please, should you ask me a question and you realize that I'm going too much, be able to chop me off.
The time is yours. This is your interview. Yeah.
Professionally, I am a certified risk management practitioner, and I'm also a certified ethics officer, which talks well to the profession that I am in. Other than that, I am married with two beautiful girls and based in Pretoria. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I guess that says a bit about me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It says a lot, actually. Please tell me about your role in the university at the moment.
That's a good introductory one. Within Mangosuthu University of Technology, I'm appointed as the interim director, which is not much of a permanent position, for director compliance and ethics. So what the university is looking into is looking into implementing the issues of compliance and making sure that the governance within the institution, it gets stable. So when you talk about compliance, we'll be talking about the complying with the relevant regulations that are relevant to the institution. So it's more of the role, it would be more of monitoring, because the university has employees who are currently making sure that their day-to-day activities are aligned with what is required. But given the fact that you can wake up today and say, I'll need to finish this report, or I need to submit this on time, or we'll need to make sure that we do this, only to find that there are certain risks that will also interrupt, and then you end up not complying with your own plans. So to monitor that part of compliance would need someone with just a specific eye to look into that. So there are legislations, there are rules, there are acts, there are regulations that are governing every institution, being starting from the higher education and then down to the statute and down to all other. Your constitution is the most important legislation that all organizations need to comply with. And then you come to the part of ethics, that is now where we know that it's human who needs to be ethical or who needs to conduct themselves in a certain way. That is where now you then say, looking into the entity at itself, whether it complies with what is expected of it, what about the people? Are they then ethical in complying or in abiding by those roles? So that is the most important element that the Directorate of Compliance and Ethics would be looking into within an organization or within MUT.
So, oh, okay. So you spoke about being an auditor. So is it the same as what you are doing in the university, or is it, it's quite different from what you are doing here at MUT?
Actually, it's a way up to. Or when I started my career, I started as an internal auditor.
Okay.
So what internal auditors do, they would just come in and make sure that you are setting up controls that are effective to make sure that an organization achieves its strategic goals. But part of those strategic goals would sit more in a governance level. Governance, it's more like mothering or taking care of an organization.
Mm.
So internal audit will then come in and say, you said you will do this by this time and your controls are this. Is everything happening the way it should be happening?
Mm.
Now, moving away from internal audit, I then got into risk management. Risk management then says, what is it that you want to do? Do you want to achieve a certain goal, but there are these things that can distract you from achieving those goals. And then you come back and realize that most of the things that happens leads you then to something that we call non-compliance or unethical behavior. Now, this is now where you would, with the background of an internal audit, you are then able to say you do comply. So instead of coming in and saying I've got a finding on you, you are now coming in to say, I'm coming in as an advisor to the directors or the employees to say, this is what the legislation say and this is what you can do in order to comply.
Hmm. It makes sense. It really makes sense. So how does the university now values a feature?
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm sure you're taking that from the fact that we are now starting to run a campaign on the university values just to make sure that employees understand what are our values. Each and every organization has a strategy which is encompassed of its mission, it's the goals and the vision together with the values. So in order for an organization to run effectively, actually, allow me to simplify this by bringing it home and talk to more of an individual.
Okay.
Your own values determines where you are, who you are, and how, whether you can get what you want or whether what you want to achieve relates to your own values. So the organization values needs to be built in each and every employee and each and every individual or stakeholder that relates or has a connection with the university. So the minute we stand there and say our values are like, colleagues, really, I know accountability, I know respect, and I know excellence, but I'm shocked that we are in a radio station and there are no values pasted on the wall.
Okay.
Please, can I get the copy of that next time when I visit the radio station?
Definitely.
It'll be very important because we would also love it when the radio station publicizes or continues to say something about the values. Yes, about the university values, because it's not only for the document that has been developed. It's not only for that strategy. It's not even only for students or not only for the management of the university. It is for us to live by those values.
Mm.
So the plan that we have, which is a campaign that we would be running, it just goes to living those values. We are going to take it one by one to explain it and allow a discussion on it. So like your integrity would then come to say, okay, what do we mean by integrity. Within the university, they indicated what do they mean by accountability by integrity. But let's talk about it. Is it doable? Is it something that when I'm sitting where I am and I'm talking this type of a value, I'm talking maybe the value of excellence.
Yes.
Is it something that I can do, the value of integrity? Is it something that is doable within our university? So values are a key, I don't want to say element, but more of a driver to having an institution or to having a personality that reflects who you really are.
0681608832. If you have a question for Ublessing, you can just WhatsApp that number. It's 0681608832. I'm sure there are challenges when it comes to the work that you do. I'm not sure if you would be comfortable in sharing of what you've encountered here and at MUT, but maybe you can just mention a few.
Yeah. Okay, but then I wouldn't say within MUT, it's too soon to tell. I cannot come. I mean, I don't expect someone to get into my house first day and then see that my mirror is sitting skew and start making noise without understanding what is the cause of that mirror to sit skew. So
yeah,
I would talk about maybe general challenges that are faced by the compliance, the risk management, the internal auditors, you know, the people in our field in their journey to try and assist organizations. So the first challenge is that in life, whether you like it or not, there is two sides. So life has the negative side and the positive side, has the good side and the bad side. So the challenges that we would have as an ethics and compliance or risk or internal auditors is the fast pace at which the bad side is moving. So
no. Please repeat that. Sorry. I just want to take that in.
Okay.
Yeah.
The challenge that we have within the field or the profession that we're working in is the fact that the two sides are not equal. The fast pace, the positive side, the negative side, which is the bad side, it's moving faster than the good side. Such is life. Whether in your personal life or in... So you go wherever you get into an institution, the first news you would hear about an institution is the bad news. It's very difficult to stop that from spreading. So those are the challenges that we have. You get into a social media. It's not all the time where you find people publicizing good things about a person. But once something bad comes in, it's always best.
It's
faster than any. So those are the challenges. So in a way, I would say when I was doing my ethics certification, there is one example that they put in. They say the bad apples and the good apples. So you find that the bad apples has more influence than the good apples. One simple example is when you get into an environment where it's perceived to be corrupt. I'm talking about a perception.
Yeah.
You get into that only to find that there are 80% of people within that organization that are doing good. But this 20%, because they are on the other side of life, they are, it's easy for them to influence, and that is mainly because the negative side guys, they've got this sweet look and they've got a thing, you know, they've got this interesting things to benefit, like, bruh, you are in compliance, there's this part that I need you to remove from your report, and I've got 30,000-40,000 for you. And then you sit and look. If I sit and do good, I'm not going to get the 30,000-40,000.
Exactly.
And then what do you do?
What do you do?
You fall. You go for the 30,000 because it's beneficial. And while someone is sitting there behind who has nothing to give you and say, just be honest, you know, honesty.
They're not giving you anything.
And then you sit and ask yourself, is it really worth it being honest and not getting anything? Or is it? But in all honesty, colleagues, it is worth it. You remaining honest now and going on and on, it's a future benefit that you built for yourself.
Yeah. Do you get situations like that?
Of course. I'm sure you do too. Don't be surprised. I'm sure you do too.
No, I'm just asking because in a type of work you do, it's all like we need you for this specific reason. Now, for someone to come and tell you, Guti, no, here's something. Just don't put it in your report or something like that.
Yeah, it's something that you found. Like, I come in here and say, and realize that, oh, the radio station is not complying.
Yeah.
And only to find that maybe the OHS officer comes in and say, if we report this, the radio station will be closed down.
And then the best option will be like, yeah, here's something.
Please don't report it now. We promise you that in 2 weeks' time we will resolve this. Mm. But for now, keep this. And relax.
Yeah.
So you must be able to say, let me rather report and indicate that in 2 weeks' time it will be done. So that if it's not done in 2 weeks' time, you are able to account for it.
Speaking of accountability, let's speak about it.
Mm.
What exactly is accountability?
Sure, that's a loaded one. Because you find the weight all over, like even in our mission and vision and account, it's there. But let's, again, I prefer bringing topics or questions home.
Okay.
In simple terms, to simplify it, of which in all the strategies or the values when they describe accountability, I have never seen it as it is. But in simple terms, accountability, it's accepting the responsibility. It's as simple as that.
Mm.
It doesn't matter what type of a responsibility. Whether it's your personal issues or your professional issues or your community issues, anything that it's there and it's facing you, by accepting that thing, you are becoming accountable. It's as simple as that. So if you then come to a point where you are unable to account, and these are the causes that I just want to mention two or three things that makes people not to be accountable.
Yes.
It's the consequences that comes with accountability. Yeah. One is sitting there as a director or as a chief finance officer, and some kind of a fraud or some kind of a bad incident happens. And then the best thing is, I'm not going to take responsibility of this.
Mm.
What is the best thing to do? Pass it on to someone else. So it's either I pass it on to my boss or to my subordinate, and I remain to be seen to be doing good. While if you accept that responsibility and deal with the consequences, two things that happens: you will learn not to allow the circumstances to happen as it is. Three, you will be seen to be accountable, because when you say to people, if you do this, the consequences will be this. You would say something that you know because you've experienced it.
Mm.
And three, there is nothing wrong with accepting the mistakes that you have done in life. There is absolutely nothing wrong. Actually, there is more power
in
accepting your mistakes. There is no power. If I have I couldn't see, or maybe I overlooked something that I was supposed to, there's nothing wrong with me standing there and saying, "Ish, I didn't see it coming," or "I didn't see that. I made a mistake." And then deal with the consequences, accept the responsibility. That you'll be seen as someone who's accountable.
Not even professionally, even in life generally.
In life generally. And that's why I said, let us bring this home. Because if we always try to go and professionalize our work, then we will live two lives. I'll have a professional life and a personal life. Then I'll come to work and be accountable. Then go back out there and become irresponsible, not accountable. Only to find that I'll become a two-in-one type of a person. So is that how it should be?
No.
When we love our work, actually, it gets into our systems.
Mm.
You sleep your work, you wake up your work. In most of the time, there is thing that we call image of a person. And it's difficult to have two images. No, I'm not at work, I'm like this. We can go and party, but that does not mean when you party you are not ethical or you are not accountable.
Exactly.
After partying, the consequences that could happen, should there be any, you should be able to say, oh, yeah, I was a bit tipsy. It's fine. My mistake. Yeah. But we want to keep a clean record. Like, I never had a ticket. I never had an accident. I never drank. I never. Those things will put us in a deep personality. What do we call that? When you're being personally attacked, and they said personality attack, something similar.
Like, yeah.
Because you'll have to live your life trying to hide things from people and trying to maintain something that it will just mess you up. So just be accountable, accept your mistakes, accept your responsibilities, accept and deal with the things.
Okay. You said your role is more temporary than permanent. Right. No, I'm just asking. But with what you are doing, how can I ask this question? If you've seen Uguti, this organization is not complying, and you give those advices, whatever the case may be, like you give the advices, Uguti, okay, instead of doing like this, do this. Again, you said that's what you do.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you then go back and check if kwenzeka ngalendlela or sho ngayo yini, or your work is final kuleyo ndlela ukuthi I've given you advices or recommendations? Yeah, is the better word. Recommendations. I've given you ama recommendations ukuthi ningenzani. Do you now go back kuleyo organization and check if are they now complying with what I told them to do?
Okay. Actually, what I meant was not of more of a visitor. The university is in a process of formalizing and making the role of director.
Okay.
As a permanent, because it is needed.
Okay.
However, personally, I prefer doing that because it hurts to leave and find that umsebenzi wakho uthathwe nje wabekwa edrawing. But oh, she did that, she's gone. But it's always good to look back and see the impact of what you did. So personally, but then I strongly believe that everyone in my field has that thing of saying, okay, I recommend that is it happening? Instead of going back or looking at them and say, yeah, but 2012, I made a recommendation of this and they didn't do it. Now look at where they are now. So it's always best to have that follow-up kind of like activities so that you are sure that you are making an impact. Sometimes it does not have to have your name behind it, but it's just your conscience, like you filling up your conscience.
Yes, yes. So that, as you said, when you love your work, you go.
It gets into your system.
It gets into your system.
You sleep it, you wake up.
Man, I love this interview. It's a pity it's radio. Radio has time. But yeah, man, I really enjoyed it and I really learned so much in such a short period of time. These things happen in any organization, not just MUT alone or institution.
Very true,
in any organization, we need people like you, abazo, overseer, Uguti. Are you now complying with what you said you would be doing? Are you now doing exactly what you would say you would be doing, which is very important? And is there anything that you might wanted to share that probably I didn't ask?
Maybe just one last thing. It's for colleagues, students and stakeholders and listeners perhaps out there.
Yes.
Please open an eye for the upcoming campaign on the university values, on the ethics management activities that the MACOMS will be running soon. So there will be a campaign that throws out just a word on the values, and you engage just to say, what do we understand about that? And the last word from myself, it's as much as we know that the world is hectic.
But I'll leave it like that. There's a student out there who wants to do what you're doing, who wants to follow in your steps. Any advice for them?
Wow. And that's what we like the most. Yes, it's a good thing. It is doable through your management stream of study or your internal audit stream of study. It is doable, but I'm not sure what, when you said any advice for them, did you mean should I give them my contacts and then they can
reach out to me?
Yeah, it's fine. You can share my contacts with them.
Okay.
And then they can reach out to me. I don't have a problem. Actually, I'll appreciate mentoring some. Yes, it's going to be a good thing. No. A value add to my life.
Blessing, Mokke. Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.